Well, I'm convinced that, I mean, this is based on my years of experience in academic settings, that the folks who use our materials learn more about our resources than we do ourselves. So every time a citizen, a user, uses our records, they learn something. And then they leave. They publish a book or they do some genealogy work, but they don't leave behind what they've learned. And I've always been interested in my own conversations with users about what they've discovered. So we've created a wiki on the archives website where people can actually tell us what they've discovered so that we can augment our record so that the next person who's doing a similar kind of search will benefit from past researchers' experience. So it's called Our Archives, and it's on the archives website.
And how does that material that they feed back to archives get blended in with the official archives?
That will be added to the records, the search records for that category of record that has been used.
But why do it? I mean, archives have been working pretty well without the social media, without Facebook, without Twitter. Why add this other layer?
It works well if you have the opportunity to come and visit us in Washington. It doesn't work so well if you're in Indiana or the West Coast or in a foreign country. So this is an opportunity to get as much information as we can in digital form on the internet.
And how do you validate or verify what people send in so that you know it's a legitimate record?
Well, we would check. We would follow up on what has been contributed to ensure that we've got accurate information.
One of the things you're also doing is creating the role of the citizen archivist. Tell us about that, too.
That's right. That's part of what I've been talking about is the opportunity for people, as they're discovering things in our collection, to let us know about them. A recent example of that is a researcher who was searching in pension files and discovered the diary of a Revolutionary War soldier, which we didn't know about in the collection, and he was able to describe it for us, actually give us scanned pages that we've added to our records. So that's an example of the kind of thing I'm talking about.
Now, you've also got some other initiatives going in that tweeting area. I see here that you are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the election of President Kennedy. It's this year.
That's right.
What's left of the year. And he wasn't tweeting on the campaign trail, but you have some would-be tweets had there been Twitter back then.
That's right. We're using every form of social media that we can to, first of all, learn the lessons of the various kinds of media, but also because every agency within the federal government and the White House is extensively using social media in various ways, and there are records implications of those uses, we need to be on top of them also, because our role is to provide guidance to the federal government and the White House on the records implications of their uses of social media. So we're blogging, we have Facebook pages, we have photos on Flickr, we have films on YouTube, we have RSS feeds, and we have our Twitter accounts.
Don't you have to keep a record of all that too?
Exactly. We do. We are a federal agency, so we have the same obligations.
We are talking with the Archivist of the United States, David Ferriero.
So give us a little bit of advice. How do you archive and save and preserve tweets?
We are actually creating something called the Electronic Records Archive, which is an electronic facility, to ingest the electronic content that's being created. So as the agencies and as the White House declare those specific social media activities records, then they get funneled into our new Electronic Records Archive.
Does that mean when someone creates a Twitter message that one of the recipients, I mean, does ERA have a facility to follow different people that are tweeting? I mean, how does it mechanically work?
This is a work in progress, actually. So it's the creation of the initial record, that a message that could be the official record. And if there is response, or if there are responses to that, they could also become part of the official record.
Now, I understand you're encouraging the use of social media agency-wide. What would you like to see utilized throughout the agency? How would you like to see this work? What's your vision?
There are two angles for me that I think are important. One is internal and the other is external. These social media tools are a way of improving communication. I have an agency with 44 facilities around the country, and one of the biggest challenges for me is having the folks in Anchorage, Alaska, understand that they are part of one large organization and that the folks here on Pennsylvania Avenue listen and have a voice in their daily work. So creating easy ways of communication through social media tools is one way we do that. I have the same issue with our external users and the folks who have need of records, private citizens, researchers, scholars, and individuals, veterans. Their ability to quickly get the information they need to do their work. Social media is one way that we're exploring of making it easier for them to find the information they need. We have, for instance, 7,000 photographs on Flickr. The principle here is we need to meet our users where they are. We can't expect people to know that the archives has all these photographs, for instance. If you are the person on the street and you're using the internet to find photographs, Flickr is the first place you go because that's where all the photographs are. So how can we get our photographs onto Flickr so that people understand, oh, the archives, they have photographs too. And this is a way of getting people, once they've discovered us on Flickr, back into the archives.
As you bring the archives up to speed when it comes to the use of this type of technology, do you find there are philosophical differences or just plain old ordinary mindsets? People are entrenched in one way of doing things and you have to bring them along. And what advice would you have to others who are trying this too?
I think we've been pretty deliberate in our uses of the new tools. And there's a fair amount of excitement about the interaction, the immediacy of the communication also that has encouraged people. And I think visually, to be able to see our records being used in various ways by the user community in ways that we never expected have been exciting kinds of opportunities for the staff.